the discovery by the Irish Times of the fact that there were only 2 days between the minister raising a question as to what vacancies existed on what state boards and her actually making the appointment of John McNulty to the board of IMA certainly raises very fundamental questions about the answers the minister has given about his appointment to date.
And those are along the lines of that he was suitably qualified because of his business involvements and also his involvement in cultural activity in County Donegal.
Well, yes, they spoke about his business acumen and his cultural involvement, but the reality is that it would appear that there was an unseemly haste on the part of the Fine Gael party to enhance this man's qualifications in order that he be qualified to run on the Culture and Educational Panel.
Are you not flogging a dead horse? Mr. McNulty, obviously, as we know now, asked people not to vote for him. He's not in the Shannon. So what are you trying to achieve with this now?
Well, I think it's incumbent on the minister and on the Fine Gael party to be honest and open with the public and explain just precisely what happened. It's my own firm personal conviction that the minister was acting under the instructions of the Taoiseach or people acting on behalf of the Taoiseach insofar as the McNulty affair is concerned. The minister hasn't come clean on that particular issue yet, and we're calling on her once again to do so.